This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. In yesterday's broadcast, we heard from Fred Nathan, the executive director of Think New Mexico. Nathan discussed the numerous problems with the state's manner of funding big capital projects. Those problems are outlined in a new report from Nathan's Santa Fe-based think tank. The report, titled The Story of the Christmas Tree Bill, outlines the need to change infrastructure spending in New Mexico, and it proposes a solution to the problems. I'll be back with that after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Think New Mexico's recently issued report focusing on New Mexico's means of funding big-ticket construction projects, bridges, dams, public buildings, and the like, points to serious problems that have been widely known for decades. Think New Mexico Executive Director Fred Nathan says we're not the only people who know about our shortcomings in that category. He says the word's out about it nationwide.
Michael Pagano, a national expert on state capital budgeting, has called New Mexico's system an illustration of how not to do capital improvement planning.
So what's the fix? Nathan says New Mexico already has an equitable and well-thought-out way to fund major public projects. It's in use by the state's public school system.
And as you may recall, about 15 years ago, the Zuni School District out in the western part of the state brought a lawsuit, and they pointed out that they didn't have enough private lands to tax to generate income to repair their school buildings, and that they couldn't keep the doors open. Literally. So they brought a lawsuit and they pointed out that the Constitution guarantees that every child have an adequate education.
Zuni Pueblo won, and in response, lawmakers approved the Public School Capital Outlay Act. Nathan says that has been very successful.
And under this law, a committee of legislators oversees an independent council which creates a state plan which uses objective criteria to rank needed repairs for school buildings across the state. And all that we're pointing out is that system's been very effective. In fact, it's reduced the number of deficient school buildings from about 71% to 35%. And they've still got a ways to go, but everybody agrees it's been very effective. And all we're proposing is to mimic that process for all capital outlay, not just capital outlay related to school construction.
Legislation to that end has been pre-filed for the session that starts next week. I'll be keeping an eye on it. And one more thing. Nathan notes that his group study concludes state lawmakers who view the so-called pork bill as assisting in their re-election efforts are incorrect. He says it discovered lawmakers would be better off under a merit-based formula than the current system. And he has an example.
Found a legislator named George Buffett who, on principle, never participated in the Christmas tree bill, yet he was reelected 12 straight times.
Think New Mexico's Fred Nathan. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.